And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, do we have a great show for you today. Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing to be joining us. We are talking all kinds of fishing. We're talking all things fishing today. Carl's an expert on fishing tackle. He and I worked together at the shop for years. Carl's been a captain of a lot of the boats, worked on all the boats, and now is the man behind the scenes at Fisherman's Landing. Going to be a great show. Tons of great information. Pete Gray not joining us in the studio today. He is up at Whaler's Cove on our Let's Talk Hookup trip, having a great time. We're looking forward to hearing from him in the show. Going to get some reports. Going to get your phone calls. Going to be a great one. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are members memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090s. We said Pete Gray not in the studio this morning, up at Whalers Cove in beautiful Angoon, Alaska. Hopefully getting all the fish corralled, because I'm sliding back up there for the second half of our Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats trip here on Tuesday. But boy, in the studio, do we have a great one today. Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing, join us. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Hey, we're stoked to have you in here. And Carl is here from Fisherman's Landing, where you've been a Fisherman's Landing guy, kind of running things, daytime, nighttime, all things boat-related. And, man, it has been a busy time for you guys here in August at Fisherman's Landing.
It's been very busy. Fishing's happening, half-day fishing's good, three-quarter-day fishing. What can you say about the three-quarter-day fishing?
Yeah.
It's about as good as it can get, or we've seen in a very long time. And the overnight day-and-a-half guys, they're finally starting to get their wax in and running every day, getting the boats off the dock. It's nice to see. You go down there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and every single boat's gone.
It was a slow start. It was a slow start for – it was a weird start because the enthusiasm was so high, and the little bit of fish that was happening were cows, you know. And so it was such an exciting time around the landing, but for general bread and butter, I'm going fishing on the prowler, going to load up. It was a tough start to the year.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough start. There was a handful of boats that were doing good on that big bluefin tuna. And the guys that wanted to go fish that's great for two or three boats. But for the whole fleet in general, it was a slow start because there wasn't a lot to fill in between those two or three or four or five fish on those boats.
Right.
And then the other guys were like, okay, what about me?
Yeah.
But now, you got limit style fishing, and the grade of fish has been from that small grade to big stuff. And people kind of give us a hard time about that. But I look at it as like, if you're a father and you got a 10 or 12 year old son that wants to go fishing for his first time, how awesome is it to take them on one of those yellowtail or dorado, and it's perfect for them.
So perfect.
And you hooked a guy, a future angler, for years to come and stuff. And now you got that yellowfin starting to move in, and that dorado, everyone's getting off the dock, and everyone's happy right now.
This is what we were waiting for. You have that slow start, you flash forward to right now, and it's just steady, steady fishing. And it's like you said, it's perfect. It's very good action. The fish are very... very spread from size, you know. I mean, you nailed it. I mean, I would say from smaller to full trophy grade yellow and dorado and everything in between.
Everything.
Yeah, and I would say the average fish is just a very standard, you know, 8 to 12 pounds or so.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with poking a hole in one of those guys.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I think people have to remember, we've been spoiled on, like you said, like, there's a chance of going catching a 200-pound or a 300-pound bluefin tuna. That's great. That's awesome. But, I mean, we all grew up on catching that Southern California school-sized fish from that 12 to 20, 25-pound fish, and there's plenty of that going on right now.
Seems like it's plenty close, too. Kind of, you know, I mean, we've all gotten so used to and love day-and-a-half fishing because you get so much time to fish, and you get the morning and the evening and everything in between, and day-and-a-half is still a fantastic option, but... this year, it doesn't need to be that way, right? I mean, an overnight trip can get into the action, no problem.
Absolutely. I mean, the Condor and the Prowler, they've done one-day trips and just gone out there and find that first or two kill patties and get the job done, and then they go off hunting for something different other than yellowtail and yellowfin. I mean, that's what I remember being a kid. It was like before there was all day and a half. So it was straight one-day trips. Go out there, catch your fish, come home. That's what it was. Now, I mean, and... it's awesome to see that. The guys are spreading their day and a half and one day trips out where everyone get a shot on this fish.
Now, it's been very, very steady yellowtail and dorado fishing for a while. What's the deal with the yellowfins? You guys starting to see some yellowfin? Is starting to be some good catches? Is that down a long ways? Is it moving into our zone? What's your feeling and prospects, and what's been happening with the landing in regards to the yellowfin tuna fishing?
It seems like that yellowfin's been close, then as far, and it's been moving back and forth. That yellowfin really needs to be on a day-and-a-half trip if you want that. There is some here and there on the one-day trips, and some days they want to bite, but majority of that day and a half or even a 2 day trip is the best for those yellowfin. The guys that are leaving by 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the evening for those day and a half trips, you get down there probably around 8 or 9, then you fish till dark, and you do. It's not like your early return on a day and a half. You're normally like back at the dock between 5:30 and 6:30 in the morning on your day and a half. You're getting back closer to 9 or 10. So okay. It's kind of, I don't know if you remember 3 or 4 years ago when those day and a halfs were catching that good yellowtail down below San Martin and getting back late. Kind of very similar to that, but I mean, it's really good yellowfin tuna fishing down there. You find the right school, you're getting it done.
What's the size of that fish been on average? I mean, I know that it varies, but in general, is it the 5-pound footballs? Is it the big giant ones, somewhere in between? What's the average?
I think it was just your school size fish. I mean, 12 to 18 pounds is probably very normal. You might get occasional 30 pounder in there. You do see some of those small fish, but nothing like we saw the last 2 years. It's very good grade of yellowfin tuna. No one's complaining about it. If someone is, I'm normally the first guy to hear about it. But everyone's getting off the boat very happy.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take 12 to 20s, no problem.
Yeah, I wish we would see more of that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Everyone could catch it. Like, it doesn't matter if you're a 12-year-old or someone that's been fishing for 60 years.
And that size fish bites the popper. That's got to be some of the funnest fishing around. When that yellowfin tuna, you know, the setup that we have right now carrying us in through the rest of August, September, makes for probably the funnest fishing you can have, where you're on the boat and you hear the guys come over the loudspeaker, okay, we got a nice kelp patty, you know, wind the trollers in, and you see that big kelp and there's terns flying on it, and you have no idea whether you're going to get, you know, inundated with yellowtail, it might be Dorado, it might be yellowfin tuna, or it might be all of the above, you know,
exactly.
And you cast a bait and you have no idea what's going to swarm and hit it first. This is probably some of the funnest style of fishing we get here in Southern California.
It really is, in my personal opinion. If you could have, I've seen it where you're catching Dorado on the stern and yellowfin in the bow and yellowtail all over the place, but like you said, you could catch them on the popper. The guys that want to fish their tranks, the smaller tranks, or the Daiwas and stuff that on the popper. If you want to fish your light line, you can. You want to catch them on a Colt Sniper, not a problem. You can catch them any way you want to, and it's fun. Everyone's having a great time.
That's definitely, I'm with you 100%. Now, the same thing kind of happened as yesterday. We were here with Mark Wish. We were talking about all this fishing, and the more, because it's not more exciting, but it's just the nature of it. We got on to talk about big bluefins and things like that. We almost skipped over how crazy good the local fishing has been this year, both half day and three quarter day, which is a staple at Fisherman's Landing, which hasn't always been that way. You know, Fisherman's Landing was for years and years and years. I mean, you and I have worked there since high school, and for the longest time, there was never a half-day boat, never a three-quarter-day boat. Fisherman's Landing wasn't known as a local place. And over the last couple of years, that has really transformed. And, man, is there some good local fishing.
There is some really good local fishing. I mean, you could hop on the half-day boat, and it could be calico bass, sand bass, rockfish, some yellowtail. What was it? About a week or two, I think Jason had like 40 yellowtail on the half-day trips. And he's been catching anywhere from maybe 2 or 3 per trip to 5 or 6, so you never know. There's an occasional halibut. Steve from the tackle shop, he had a nice one not that long ago, a nice big halibut. On the three-quarter day fishing the islands, I mean...
What do you say?
Yeah, what do you say about that? I mean, it's almost, not guaranteed limits, but it's pretty dang good fishing there.
Yeah.
And you don't know if you're going to have yellowtail and bluefin, or straight yellowtail or some bluefin, and there's also...
Lots of big bonita?
A lot of big bonita. I mean, I'm glad to see that big bonita back around again. I mean, when we were kids, we used to go out there and just fish those on 15-pound test, and everyone just would have a blast on them. And then there's also just your normal other three-quarter day, calico bass and rockfish and stuff. But that grade of yellowtail is, talking to Taro the other day, you just don't know what you're going to catch there. I mean, you throw a bait out there, it might be an 8-pounder or it might be a 30-pounder. One of the guys, I think he posted a picture the other day on Facebook or his Instagram or whatever. I don't know if it was a family of three, but it was like, a little kid couldn't have been probably more than eight years old,
right.
And a 12, 15-year-old kid. And I think it was a mom, if I remember right. All three different size grades of fish.
That's
and
cool.
Just biggest smiles on their face. I mean, what better way to spend a Sunday or a Saturday or weekday afternoon with the family catching some yellowtail.
No doubt. And speaking of Taro, who's doing a fantastic job, the three-quarter day boat, the Liberty, tell us, our listeners, a little bit about the new three-quarter day operations. Obviously, it's, you know, we've been talking about a bunch here, and a lot of people are familiar, but how has that changed, and what a beautiful boat that is. And, I mean, you're no stranger to that type of fishing, obviously working on it forever. Your brother formerly running one of the most popular three-quarter day, owning one of the most popular three-quarter day boats in the Malahini. I mean, you've been around these local boats for your whole life. Tell us a little bit about the operation of the three-quarter day at Fisherman's Landing.
I mean, what we did there, we went out and got an overnight boat that could easily do 2 and 3 day trips, and we made it when we cut pretty much almost everything from the deck up off, put a whole new galley in there, could sit, I believe, 28 people very comfortably.
Yeah.
It has bunks. What other three-quarter day boat are you going to hop on that has bunks? Like, okay, guys, we're going offshore. We got a three-hour run before we get down there. Like, sweet, I'm going to go crash out for a couple hours. And especially for the guys that come in from Orange County or L.A. or Riverside, it's like, man, I had to get up at midnight to get down here on time or whatever, and now I go catch some couple hours of sleep and be ready to go for the day and on the way home.
That's the big one. You've been fishing all day, maybe had a beer or two. Instead of trying to keep yourself awake and then that grueling drive home back up to Orange County, rack out for a couple hours, feeling refreshed, hop off the boat, good to go.
And it has a huge bait tank, RSW. Really, Taro's really assembled some of the best crew members you can. I mean, I know when my brother stepped away, he swiped up half my old crew, my brother's old crew members. He's got a Neville running the boat, which started with my brother, and all he's done is fish those islands for, I think, well over 10 years. And when Taro's off the boat, he's got a Neville that you feel 100% confident in doing just as good of a job, and he's super fishy and really well.
Taro is fantastic. There's no doubt about that. He's been doing great. It's been kind of fun, almost like a fun chuckle to watch what's happening to Taro happened with Booger when Taro was running the San Diego.
Yeah.
You know, there's no question Booger, one of, if not the best fisherman that's ever fished the Coronado Islands ever on the San Diego, and Taro was, you know, was his second man. And it seemed like every time Taro would jump on the boat, there was some extra cool catch, you know, whether it was a bunch of big ones or he had an exotic whatever, you know, exotic score. And it seems like, you know, you flash forward a couple of years, that's what Aneeble's been doing. You know, not only is he a fantastic fisherman and having very good consistent fishing, but it seems like every time Aneeble runs, oh, they got a cow. Oh, they had, you know, it's all the cool exotic stuff. And it's been fun watching those guys do their thing together.
And some of these young guys that are doing the three-quarter and overnight stuff and Gavin on the Queen, they're super excited, they're very energetic, and they're finding new ways or better ways to catch some of these fish and thinking outside the box, which is really cool to see and just bringing our sport to the next level.
That's awesome.
That's very cool to see, in my personal opinion.
No doubt. Well, as you can hear, we have got a great show for you today. So much to talk about. I mean, a wealth of knowledge here with Carl, and don't let his position at the landing fool you. Carl's an absolute expert when it comes to tackle, being prepared for all these trips, all things sport fishing in general. Going to be a great show today, and man, do we have a lot of great stuff to cover, great catch reports, great information, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways that you can reach us, and first is with our local line. That phone number is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, answering your fishing questions, we have also got a couple of great prizes for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. First of which is a three-quarter day trip to go fishing on board the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. All that great stuff. You just heard Carl talking about that fantastic new boat and Captain Taro and Aneeble. You're going to get to go fishing and enjoy that on us, a three-quarter day trip aboard the Liberty. And in addition to that, another great prize is you're going to get an opportunity to go to the fantastic CCA event that's coming up here at Portuguese Hall in San Diego. It's August the 26th. It's the Craft Beer and Food Festival. It's going to be a very fun evening with CCA Cal San Diego Charter. They hold the second annual Craft Beer and Food Festival at the Portuguese Hall on Saturday, August the 26th. It's from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The event's going to have local breweries featuring their various craft beers, various food items, everything from sushi and tacos shows. They're going to have live music. It's going to be a great event that finishes with a fantastic raffle, including fishing tackle, all kinds of different fishing swag, sport fishing trips, and various other prizes. It's one of the greatest fishing events of the year down in San Diego. A great time in Portuguese Hall, and just a very fun, mellow event. And again, we got to say a really big kudos to our buddy Steve Paisel, who literally out of his own pocket wanted to buy a ticket to give away to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. So again, an awesome opportunity, a three-quarter day trip aboard the Liberty, an opportunity to go to the CCA Craft Food and Beer Festival. If you want to get your shot at winning those great prizes, or better yet, your chance to talk to Carl, 858-457-1090. That's our local number, or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured, translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are absolutely packing up fast. If you want to get through, the only line still open, local lines, pricing 858 area code 457-1090. Again, your shot to get through 858-457-1090. Going to be a busy morning with Carl, especially giving away a trip on that beautiful Liberty. The one thing we didn't mention on the Liberty, great boat. You guys put a ton of work into it. Very comfortable. All the killer modern fishing electronics, all those things. The food. It's crazy. you grew up, and I know this, and a lot of people, you know, may not know your career fishing was of the old school path. You know, I mean, you worked as a pinhead on boats at an age that you definitely couldn't do that today.
No.
So you've grown up on boat cheeseburgers.
Yes.
When did you start working sport boats? Going to kind of maybe give us a quick, you know, the very brief work history of Carl Schmidt over the years.
I think I started working on the Fisherman 3 when I was 11 years old, and that was pinheading. And Tim Green, just an awesome captain. And JD, I mean, JD's on the Fisherman 3. Tim went on and bought the Premier. And my brother and I started working. I think I was 11, he was 10. Started doing the whole pinhead thing. I did the half-day thing for about 1 year, I think.
And for those that cringe, what is the pinhead thing back then? You know what I mean? You were a kid that was... This wasn't slave labor. This is like the coolest thing in the world as a kid of that age.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my brother and I just looked like... Anytime we were in a school, like... Get us down there. We didn't care. We just wanted to be on the boat, learn as much as we can, as fast as we can. And it was, the pinhead is like, okay, you're going to show up for morning, afternoon, and twilight trips. And yeah, you get to fish a little, but your job is to make sure the boat is clean.
They help scrub the boat on the way back in.
Fillet or bag fish and make sure it's ready to go on the next trip.
That's cool.
And my parents couldn't keep us off the boat. And I did that for... I think it was about a year that I went and worked on the Apollo for 5 or 6 years. And that's when Jeff Jones owned the boat. Rick Polak, 32, he ran it for a few years. Then Kevin Ward and Chris Flores. I don't remember in exactly which order. Then I went on and worked on the Searcher. And then I worked on the Champ for a long time before, like, I think Mike Dima owned it for 1 year and I worked for him. But it was when Joe Dunn had the boat back again. And I worked on there for quite a few years. And on and off during the helped you guys with the Fred Hall show. And then I worked in the tackle shop for a little while. Then worked on the Islander for like 8 years. And I did a whole bunch of like work on a trip on the XL here or there or whatever boat it was. So I've gotten to know almost everyone down at the landing between my brother and I.
And you've held a 100-ton captain's license for how many years now?
I go for my fourth issue next year, I think it is.
And so, still to this day, you know, guy needs a fill in, you got a day off, no problem hopping behind
absolutely.
The wheel.
Absolutely, I still love it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I know Pat on the Don the other day, he was asking me if I could have worked, I'd be more than happy to do it. And I do miss it. I mean, that's where my heart is. I mean, I love the ocean. There's nothing better to me than gaffing fish or filleting or driving or whatever. It's just awesome. I mean, I do miss it, but I'm glad I'm where I'm at right now with the family and everything, so I'm super happy. But, I mean, the shark diving trips, the natural history trips, to the fishing trips, half day, long range, been there and seen it all, and I miss it, but it's... And I'll get to go back and do it someday again.
No doubt. Yep. No doubt about that. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Carl. Why don't we jump right into him, starting off this morning with John, who's calling us from Long Beach. Good morning, John. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show already.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm going to go and fish with Taro this week on the Liberty, and I'm wondering what type of artillery should I take with me?
Good question.
I would have a 25 or a 30-pound outfit to fly line for the yellowtail, and I would have a 40-pound outfit also for yo-yo, or if you do find that bluefin that's been there. I saw the San Diego. He had some 5 bluefin the other day, I think, also. Maybe it was 6 or 7. I think it was 5, though. Those would be the two absolutely rods and reels you would need. If you're a guy that likes to throw the surface iron, bring a surface iron rod. I know all techniques have been working. You could use your 40-pound outfit as a yo-yo rod also. But a 25 and a 40 would be the two things that you want for sure. If you like to have a long rod, bring that. To bring your 45s and 7Xs, JRIs, or whatever you may have. Those two outfits and a surface iron rod is what I would bring for sure.
What a great time to go do the jig fishing thing if you're new to it or just excited and love to cast a jig. But, I mean, what a great opportunity. There's lots of opportunity right now. You're going to have lots of shots. Maybe you're not a Carl Schmidt who grew up working on the boat when you're 11 years old casting a surface iron 2 miles. But you're getting into it. You got some new gear. You picked up a Torium and a new 90J at the Fred Hall show. You're going to get lots of shots and have lots of opportunity to catch the yellowtail on the surface iron right now.
And it's going to build up your confidence to show that you can do it. And talking to those guys down there, it's run and gun fishing, and those guys are fishing on the anchor. So it kind of gives you can see the two styles they really fish it. So I mean,
should I use straight? Straight mono, or use a Spectra with a mono top shot and a fluorocarbon leader, or how should I set it up?
I would have from working on the prospect of from a boat or whatever, have a straight spectra with a probably a 25 to 50 yard top shot of mono fluorocarbon. If you want to use it, you can, but how good fishing is, you don't need it. A 1-0 or a 2-0 size hook. If that bluefin's around, make sure it's a circle hook, because if you do hook one of those bluefin, you definitely want to have every advantage you can. So I would have a circle hook.
You say 25 to 50 yards, so you want enough line on that reel that when, you know, when John goes to make a cast, the entire cast and most of the bait fishing is done with the mono that's on the reel. When
Correct.
You hook a fish and he starts pulling line off the reel, then you're down into your spectra, but the cast, the fly lining of the bait, the line behind the boat with the other baits, that's all done with mono.
Correct.
Okay.
And the main reason is that it does help the crew members out. It does help get you in and out of tangles, and you're not getting cut off, and you're not cutting someone else off with that straight spectra. But trust me, there's plenty of guys that go out there and they have their 3 or 4 feet of 25 or 30 pound fluorocarbon straight to spectra, which is fine. But I definitely do like the 25 to 50 yard top shot rule there.
The super short top shot has its place, but it's not every place.
Yep.
And, you know, like you say, there's no doubt that in the hands of somebody who's very confident and very competent about where they are and where the guy next to them is, it can be a useful tool. But it has its disadvantages also, and one of those is fishing with, you know, it's good fishing right now, and it's the middle of August, and you're going to be fishing with, you know, 40 of your closest buddies,
yep.
And part of that comes dealing with a lot of lines and a lot of tangles, and spectra and mono, when they're behind the boat and the sardines swimming around, they do different things,
yep.
And, I mean, nobody can tell that better than you, Carl. You picked out a lot of tangles.
Yeah, so that's where I come from. It does help everyone get more fish on the boat. Most people seem to have a little easier time with the mono, especially casting if you've never done it. So I would definitely, that's how I would rig up if I was going right now. And how good fishing is, you don't need the super stealthy rig or anything like that. Go out there with
25 pound and a 1-0.
Yep, and go catch some yellowtail.
That's awesome. John, you ready to go?
I'm ready. Thanks, guys.
Buddy, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Let's find out what's going on in a spot that, Carl, I know you like a whole bunch and just came back from, and that's Rancho Leonero. We have Gary Barnes-Webb on the line right now. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing up there?
Doing fantastic. I know we're both wishing that we were down in the East Cape, though, right now.
It's hot down there, guys. Hot, hot, hot. But on the other hand, the fishing's pretty hot, too, so it's all worth it. You know, we've been very lucky. The fishing's stable. The conditions are stable. And it's been very, very consistent all year. So we've got excellent bite in just about all departments. We've got a good blue marlin bite going on right now. We had Bob Watson down here this week with his grandson, and they got two blues on Friday, which was pretty exciting for the young guy. The striped marlin are biting strongly. We've got sailfish around. The tuna, we've had that great tuna bite down near Cabo Puma just about all year now. You know, good fish, 30 to 40 pounders. They, you know, they fill the cooler pretty quickly once you get on that bite. So that's always a good one to have in the bank. There have been Dorado, good Dorado bite all along the beach from Cabo Puma all up until La Rivera. You know, working that bank out there, there have been good Dorado bite. Every day we get in some really decent wahoo coming in. So there's wahoo on offer as well, as long as you rigged up right for them. And, of course, the reefs are producing everything, you know, some good pompano, good bog pargo, some cabrilla, a real good mix. So there's something for everybody. The fly fishermen are tucking into the rooster fish all along the beach. There's fly fishermen still out here all the way down all the beaches, all having fun. All in all, it's been an excellent year of fishing, and it doesn't seem to be ending anytime soon. We've just, every day, everybody's happy.
Man, Gary, it's so great to hear East Cape back to the great fishing that we know and love. I know Carl was down there with Frank and their group and got in on some of that really good big rooster fish fishing, and it's crazy to hear that opportunity that was in June is still going on right now, plus the mix of all of the other filler. It's just such great to hear that the fishing is so hot in East Cape right now.
No, that's 100% right. You know, we had that El Nino period for about a year and a half. We had no sardines and we had no Dorado around. It was kind of weird. Well, fishing was a little skinny. But we seem to be back to the normal now. You know, we're getting good bait, sardines, squid, caballitos. We've got mackerel. You know, it's it's a real buffet out there when you get to the bait boat. You can choose what you want, and you can target what you want to catch.
I like it, buddy. Sounds great. Well, if somebody wants to get in while the fishing is so hot, do we still have opportunities to go down to the ranch this year?
Oh, yeah. We've got I advise everybody keep an eye on the specials that we run from time to time. To do that, you need to log on to our website, www.rancholeonero.com. Or you can call the office and speak to Pam or Olivia. That's 800 number 646-2252.
Awesome. Great info, Gary. We appreciate that. As always, fantastic report. And we'll look forward to hearing from yourself or John next week.
Excellent, guys. Look forward to it. Bye.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that very much. Well, from the down south and the warm, we're going to head all the way up north to Angoon, Alaska. Pete Gray is on the line. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Carl.
Good
How's the show going?
We're doing great. We're anxious to hear how things are going on our annual Whalers Cove Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats trip. And, man, we're stoked to hear that you're up there and doing it right.
Yeah, for sure. The weather's not hot, but the fishing is. I'll put it that way.
Perfect.
We were greeted yesterday when we took our ferry ride in. If you looked at our Facebook post, a beautiful day on the Inside Passage getting to Whalers Cove yesterday morning. And then we got a liquor breakfast, got our waders, or not our waders on, but our rain gear on and went out fishing and had phenomenal fishing. I know John's going to give a full report later on in the show, so I'll just give you a brief rundown. We had to really make a long run yesterday.
Oh,
it was 20 minutes from the lodge.
Oh,
it was
wow,
just a
yeah.
brutal long run. And, unfortunately, a bunch of seiners came in. I guess they just had wide open silvers, the day before. Limits in an hour. A bunch of seiners came in to get, and they're not targeting the silvers, they're targeting the pinks and the chum, but they all kind of congregate in the same areas. But we really had to suffer and only get 17 of our 24 yesterday.
Geez,
so,
yeah.
So it was still pretty darn good fishing. We had easy limits of halibut in the 30 pound range there, you know, that nice, catchable size in the slot limit size. And then we had our limit of the black bass or black cod, black rock cod. I think it took us 7 minutes to get that, which was,
that's crazy.
Which was 24 fish, right?
Unbelievable.
So 20 fish, excuse me, it's a 5-fish limit. So, and then we went and did a couple other things and tried to fill out our limit and had the most incredible whale show. My friend Mark Weir is here. He'd never seen humpback whales bubble feeding. He got to see it up close and personal yesterday. It was pretty incredible.
That is so cool.
So, yeah, and the weather, you know, zero wind. We're going to have a little bit of wind today, maybe up to 12 knots, so nothing serious. So still just easy, great weather, a little bit of rain, but not bad, you know. Just
Alaska
but
weather.
But speaking of rain, I just want to say something about the anhydrous gear from APCO.
Oh.
That's the first opportunity I had to wear it yesterday, and we had some pretty good rain yesterday, but and that's just part of the deal up here in Southeast Alaska. The day before it was 80 degrees, and I got to tell you, 80 degrees in Alaska, I think I'd rather have the rain, to be honest, because it just doesn't, we get enough warm temperatures. I like kind of seeing the Alaska weather at its finest here, and I think the fish do too, but that anhydrous rain gear, I know it's not cheap, but it's the old story. You get what you pay for. APCO really did it right with that anhydrous. It is the best, most comfortable, easy to get in and out of, zippers in all the right places that make it easy to wear. And it's, I'm telling you, if you spend time on the water and you want the absolute, I've always worn a bunch of Grundon stuff. It blows anything that Grundon's makes off the charts. I can tell you that for a fact.
I would say it blows anything away, period, including
yeah.
the highest-end, high-dollar stuff from any manufacturer. I'm with you. It's expensive, but there has never been foul weather gear as nice as that, period.
No question about it. So if you want a good pair of foul weather gear that's going to last you for a very long time, and anhydrous from APCO is their stuff. The other thing, Ricky, when you're coming up here, I know you're coming up on Tuesday, bring flat balls, smaller size flat balls, because the silvers are all over them.
Oh, that's really bumming me out, buddy. That's really bumming me out to hear that.
Yeah, it's really fun fishing that Shimano flat ball.
Oh, cool.
One more brief thing I want to mention is, as a lot of our listeners may know, I had a pacemaker put in on Monday. And I got out of the hospital on Tuesday. It was kind of an emergency procedure. My cardiologist, Mimi Guarneri, told me that this is something that I needed. Unfortunately, I was blessed with bad genes and the heart issue there, and I had that stent put in April, and then I had this pacemaker put in because I was having some issues with my heart stopping at night. So that's not a good thing.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. You don't want that thing stopping. No.
Yeah, cardiologist recommended a pacemaker. The procedure went very, very smoothly. Dr. John Rogers did a fantastic job, and the people at Scripps are fantastic. And I just want to throw out, just to say, you know, I'm not fishing real hard up here just because I'm not supposed to lift heavy things for a couple of weeks. But I'm able to go out on the boat. I'm able to enjoy the beautiful scenery here at Rails Cove, and I'm very thankful for that. And I'm also very thankful to our listeners that threw out all the great, you know, get well soons to me. And I'm just really pleased that I was able to make this trip, which was kind of right on the edge there. The doctor gave me the okay on Thursday. We got on the plane on Friday. So I was really very, very thankful for all the good wishes that everybody gave me to be able to get up here. And I got to tell you, Ricky, I love this place.
It's so cool. Liquor
Stove is just an awesome, awesome experience. And I might add, too, that those of our listeners that want to come in 2018, our four-day trip, which is the second part of our trip next year, is almost sold out already. So if you're thinking about it, don't think too long, because Whalers Cove has become an amazingly popular place. I know between myself and the Davis Boats crew here, we fill up our week pretty quickly, and it's just a great time of the year to be here. It's an unbelievable Alaska experience, and the fishing and the fish processing and the boats and everything else is just a first-class operation, and the food, amazing. So WhalersCoveLodge.com, check it out on the web. We have the dates for next year posted on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. Check that out, and come up with us next August.
Couldn't agree with you more. August 11th through August 18th, fantastic time for weather, for fishing, and as you've mentioned a lot of times, one of the beauties of Whalers Cove is you get that inside pat. You're up inside the Chatham Straits, and it's just fantastic fishing. If you've always wanted to go on an Alaska adventure, and maybe you wanted to take somebody who's not the hardest core fisher person, or maybe, you know, they've had issues with motion sickness and things like that, there is no better place in Whalers Cove. Beautiful lodge, beautiful scenery, the whales like you talked about, and you're fishing in what 90% of the time is flat, calm ocean.
Yep, and 10 minutes from the lodge.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when he said he made a grueling 20-minute run, that's literally three times farther than normal. Like, the boats idle away from the dock, they're on plane for like 5 minutes, and then they pull. If you fished in San Diego Bay, the run at Whalers Cove is like leaving the sport fishing landings and you're fishing by the bait receiver. It's literally
yeah,
that fast.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, one more thing. That's just part of this whole Alaska experience here at Whalers Cove Lodge. I woke up this morning, and we're an hour earlier up here in Alaska. I woke up at 6 and looked out the window, and I heard some seagulls commotion right out in front of our door. Next thing I see is an eagle coming to grab a fish right, like, 20 feet in front of me.
Oh,
right
so
in front
cool.
of me.
So from your bedroom.
Yeah, that's just kind of what you see up here.
That's
so
cool.
We're going to do two more days of salt water, fill our 100 pounds of fish fillets to bring home, and then Tuesday we're going to go freshwater fishing up in one of the things, I guess, they're loaded with silvers up there, and go fly fishing and spin fishing up in the freshwater on Tuesday, and finish out our deal, and it should be good. Hey, one more thing about my medical issues I want to mention, and this is just a caution for our listeners, is my medical issues are because I have bad genes in my heart. My dad died at an early age, and my brother had an early open heart surgery. Those are our listeners that have bad heart genes in their family, go see your cardiologist. I saw three different cardiologists, and it was the third one that really picked out what my issues were. So, you know, if you feel like your health is an issue, don't ignore your family genes, because that is the strongest thing that you can do. So just if I could save somebody's life by just mentioning that, please go see your cardiologist if you have bad genes in your family. Hey, Ricky.
Well said, buddy.
You guys have a great show, and enjoy what you're doing up there, and appreciate that. And I'll see you on the dock at Whalers Cove on Wednesday, Rick.
Pete, we can't wait. Everybody was thinking about you. We're glad you're happy, healthy, and fishing, doing the best thing you could be. Can't wait, buddy. Keep the fish corralled up for you. I'll see you on Tuesday.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Pete. Great job.
See you Wednesday.
All right, buddy.
Very good.
Enjoy your time. Tell all the to all the boys. We said hi and have fun up there at Whalers Cove. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got more of your questions. We got catch reports. You stay tuned. Lots of great info coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, "We're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough." Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time for the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting out there, and I got a feeling this is going to be a real good one in the middle of August. Today, the catch report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, and once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego landings. We're going to start it up at the Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? How are you?
We're doing fantastic, man. All kinds of cool stuff going on at Dana Wharf this week.
Geez, man, we had a super fun week of fishing up here for sure. Gosh, we've had great opportunities, you know, both onshore and off the beach as well. You know, starting offshore, you know, we've been keeping tabs on our fish counts. You'll see that we've had some good shots at fish this week. You know, the kelp paddy fishing for both the yellowtail and the dorado was definitely at the forefront for sure this week. Some good scores midweek. Captain Tom White there on the Dana Pride, he's been running some limited load offshore trips midweek. Certainly a good way to get out there and get after this stuff. You know, one day 11 dorado, 53 yellowtail. Another day 23 dorado, 131 yellowtail. Some good good mix there and some good chance. You know, all this fish was all on the fly line baits, you know, the fly line sardine. So, you know, I know a lot of guys like to throw the jig and stuff like that, but it's all been on the fly line baits. It's been the same game, though. You know, find the right kelp in that good water, and, you know, you're in there. You know, kind of to speak of, you know, that San Mateo out there on Friday jigging up a double on those spearfish while they were searching for kelp. So just some crazy stuff going on out there right now for sure. So we'll continue to have boats offshore this whole week, you know, keeping tabs on that whole scene. So definitely give the office a call on that. On the beach here, you know, the half-day stuff, the calico bass fishing continues to be really good for the half-day guys. Flyline anchovy, again, was the ticket for those. But we're also seeing a lot more yellowtail filter in along the kelp lines here, and that stuff's really kept that whole little fishing deal interesting. That fish has ranged anywhere from 3 to 5 pounds to over 30 pounds. So it's been, you know, some real tackle busters there as well. So come prepared. You know, if you're going on one of these offshore trips, certainly want to bring a good gamut of good hook sets, you know, anywhere from like that number one hook for some of that smaller bait up to 2-0, 3-0 for the bigger sardine. And then on the beach here, number four hook for the anchovies up to maybe a 2-0 for some of the sardines. So we've got the full trips running. These limited load trips are filling up fast, as you can imagine. So certainly you need to make a reservation to hop on one of these trips. Give us a call at the landing here. Number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And then on these local trips, you know, we have that Dana Wharf banner ad there on the front page of the Les Hawk Hookup website. Click on that, and that will save you 25% on one of the local trips. So it won't work on these offshore trips, but certainly if you want to get out for a day of local fishing, that will help you save a little bit of money.
Great call, Wooly. Man, great fishing going on from the exotics to bass fishing, everything in between. The switch is definitely on at Dana Wharf.
It's rolling. So, yeah, we'd love to have you guys out there. Give us a call and hop on a trip.
Awesome, buddy. Appreciate that. Great report. Great job, Wooly. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Now let's head on way up the beach. And as Pete had briefly mentioned, we got Captain John from Whalers Cove on the line. And, John, I know Pete's up there, gave us the very, very short overview. But, man, it sounds like fishing at Whalers Cove is off the hook right now.
Oh, yeah. Did he tell you they nailed the coho pretty good yesterday on his boat?
He said it was fantastic. And in typical Whalers Cove fashion, it was a very, very short run.
Yeah, the weather has changed a little bit. We're finally getting some rain. We had 2 weeks of sunshine. I know that sunshine's nice, but fish need water. So rain helps to bring fish in. It also helps the river system. And by the way, I want to talk a little bit about the freshwater situation that we have here. We had some people go up on the freshwater here the other day. They encountered 2,000 to 3,000 sockeye salmon. There were a bunch of coho salmon that they also caught. There were rainbow, cutthroats, and dolly. So basically the river is alive with fish right now. And not everybody gets to do that. It's kind of a special thing. And here at Whalers Cove Lodge, we have the ability to do these freshwater trips. So you can go up there and do fly fishing. You can do spin casting. And now is the time of year from now until the end of the season to do something like that. And I think there's going to be a group going up tomorrow from Let's Talk Hookup. So they're going to have that great experience. Now, as far as halibut goes, it continues to just be off the hook with big halibut. I've been here 5 years. I've never seen as many big halibut. Last week, actually the last four-day trip before your group came in, I had a group of three on my boat for 4 days, and they caught, oh, geez, what was it, 155-pounder, let it go, caught 175-pounder and let it go. So we continue to have those gigantic halibut, you know, up to 70 inches. And the week before, it was over 70 inches. So that's kind of the icing on the cake, if you will, because when you are out there just trying to get your keeper and all of a sudden your rod is bending and it takes 20 minutes to get this fish to the boat and then you see how big it is, it's a barn door, that is just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity normally. But here at Whalers Cove Lodge, it's not a once-in-a-lifetime. It's been, you know, every trip, every boat's getting these fish and letting them go. It's fantastic.
That is so cool, man. It's so cool to hear fishing that good, that consistent. And as we had mentioned also, the calm waters up inside the Chatham Straits there, Whalers Cove, fantastic scenery, fishing, opportunities, food, the whole nine. It's a complete package at Whalers.
Oh, one last story. This has never happened to me before. This was really cool. I was out on a spot in the middle of the strait, and one of my guests hooked a halibut, And one of the other guests said, hey, look out there, there's orcas. And they were a mile away. I'm not kidding. You could barely see their dorsal. There was two of them. There were two female orcas. I don't know where the rest were, but they did a 180 as soon as he started reeling up the halibut. And I said, you better hurry. These orcas are coming, and they will eat your fish. So he started reeling and reeling and reeling. I got that fish on the boat, and on the other side of the boat, the rod went off, and I said, oh, no, and they were coming and coming. And it was an 87-year-old woman who was on the rod, and I said, you got to hurry, you got to hurry. Well, you can only hurry so much, right?
When yeah, right.
When you're that age. Well, I got my gaff hook out, and I was beating on the side of the boat. These orcas were at the bow of my boat.
What?
And yet they were at the bow of my boat with their big dorsals up, and I was just kind of making noise. And they were female. They were a little bit less timid than the males. We got the halibut in. They didn't eat it, but it was so cool to see that.
Oh, no doubt. And where else are you going to see that?
It was awesome. But anyway, so that's my big fish story of the week.
Well, John, I can't wait. My girlfriend Dallas and I are very excited. We're coming up on Tuesday to come see you guys, and we can't wait to start fishing, and just going to be a fantastic time, fantastic place. Glad to hear that Pete and the gang are already doing so well at Whalers. Great opportunity. If somebody wants to come sneak out, is there any opportunity for a single or a double for the rest of this year? And if not, as you've mentioned already before, it is not only is it not too early, it is time to be booking 2018.
Yeah, I think we have a couple of openings later in August as well as September, and people can just get right on whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com. They can get the phone number there. They can look at availability, or you can simply call us on our reservation line. Call 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. Or as I said, just go to whalerscovelodge.com and call from there or see what we have available.
Great job, John. Appreciate a fantastic report, and we can't wait to hear from you next week. But more importantly, I can't wait to see you on Tuesday.
You're going to be on my boat, or did you know that?
I can't wait, buddy. Looking forward to it.
All right. We'll see you later.
All right, John. Appreciate that very much.
Right.
I look forward to seeing you real soon. Hey, let's continue with our catch report, and we're going to go to the surf. Our surf fishing guru, the man, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing great, Gundy. How are you this morning?
I got a blockbuster this week. I'm
going to
work
my ready.
I'm going to work so well. Actually, I got two great fish stories. I'll keep them short here, but let's start up north. Very good week of fishing. I mean, it is water, good tide, lots of feed in the shallows, whether it's sand crabs or grunion-smelled anchovies. It's just really lively inside. We'll start up with hook, line, sinker. The sand spit was the hot spot there, kicking out several legal halibut on the white zoom flukes. The guys are saying they could actually see the halibut laying in there. It's a little point of sand that sticks out and bottlenecks the harbor. And so when the tide's moving, the anchovies line up in there, and it's just a phenomenal little spot, really producing. Wiley's reported good bites, several species, halibut, white sea bass, corbina, calico bass, opali, all in the report. Just Fishing in Redondo reported good bonita. Small yellowtail in the mix. Guy had a 10-pounder taken off the short pier on a splasher inside the harbor. And then Big Fish in Long Beach reported, believe it or not, 32-inch and 30-inch striped bass. The guy was fishing the Bolsa Chica Inlet with a Lucky Craft, one of those Lucky Craft specialists. And get this, he hooked a third fish, had it 10 feet from the rocks, and a great white came up and ate it.
Come on.
Ate everything. The flash minnow, the fish, all gone.
Wild. So,
yeah, that is pretty wild. I've never heard that in all my days, you know. And the other big story is Pacific Coast is holding a cousin-sponsored Corbina Derby this week. And Rock Cod, I hope you're sitting down. 8-pound, 7-ounce Corbina checked in this week.
Yeah.
Caught off Oceanside on a bloodworm. That's a world record fish. They didn't have a certified scale at the shop there. So it was up to the angler to get the paperwork done, and he said he was going to. I got his phone number. I'm going to follow up on this because this is a potential world record. He took it on a bloodworm south of the Oceanside Jetty there, and he does fish Corbina regularly, but that is just a monster fish. 4-pound test.
Oh.
It took him over an hour to land it off the beach. And you know what he said when he went in the shop? He said, I hope Dundy has this on my surf fishing report.
I just can't imagine. How does I mean, and hats off to the angler, but how do you pull on a fish that large on 4 pound in the surf for that long and just not have something go wrong? Like, how does that? That is just well, congrats to the angler. That's fantastic.
Better go to Vegas.
It's absolutely phenomenal. I'll have a little bit more about him next week, but you know, I think one of the keys there, I don't, you know, personally, 4 pound chest, I've had big fish like that break me off on a head shake.
Sure.
On 4 pound. So you have to have absolutely the soft tip rod, you have to have a perfectly dialed, and you have to have a lot of things go right, and that's just a phenomenal fish. We should have a photo in it in this week's Western Outdoor News. So, you know, I've been doing surf fishing reports for a lot of years, rock cod, and something like that really gets me excited. I've put in days looking for big Corbina, you know. I had a big one in Luna once, and I never quite touched him, and that's a story for another time. But that's a phenomenal fish, phenomenal. So.
What a report, Gunny, from stripers to white sharks to world record Corbinas, man. How do you top that one?
I don't know. I love it because all I got to do is pick up the phone and call these shops, and I get the stories. This is bona fide.
Well, it's a lot of legwork that you put in for cutting our surf report every week, and you know, we hear about it all the time, how much everybody loves it, including myself. And great job, Gundy. We appreciate it. That was a very, very good one. We'll look forward to hearing another one next week. Want it to be just as good.
Stay tuned. That'll be tough to beat. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch sport today. Again, sponsored by, if you want to talk about surf fishing, surffishtackle.com. It's going to be where you find everything and all the gear that you need to catch fish at the beach. Again, surffishtackle.com. And we mean everything from rods and reels and lures to apparel, everything that you want. It's all there. Surffishtackle.com. When we come back, we got another full hour of your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half-day, three-quarter-day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio. The mighty 1090.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year, the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them the bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.